101X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Here we are once again. We have arrived at my absolute favorite point of the week. It's time for Beer for Breakfast. My good friend Paul Segura, face-melting guitarist, all-around nice guy, heck of a brewer, in the house.
Happy Friday, man.
And the man who has convinced me that Frulings Fest is a thing, from San Diego Beer News, it's Brandon Hernandez.
What is that, my man?
And it's time for Beer for Breakfast, and apparently Frulings Fest is truly a thing because this is the second week in a row.
Yeah, I told you, man. Everybody's celebrating.
And one of the breweries that are celebrating is Deft Brewing Company, one of my favorite little breweries in San Diego.
Yeah.
You're not going to find their beer on grocery store shelves. You have to go to the brewery there in Bay Park, and they've only got European beers there. They've got British, Belgian.
They go for all the old world styles, like Irish, and all. I think they have like one IPA that they call like West Coast-ish or American-ish, but they're really celebrating the classics here.
The first beer we've got in front of us is Bay Park Blonde. It's a Kolsch-style beer, which is a German beer. It's one of their best-selling beers, and it's light, crisp, refreshing, dry, slightly fruity. Great beer.
All right, let's get into this, man. Mm-hmm. It smells great. You're right. The aroma on this is beautiful.
Yeah, I like this. It's exactly what you're looking for. It's not, you know, overplayed.
It's crushable. I like that bready flavor that's there, that slightly toasty thing that's going on.
Yeah, with this brewery, you can tell a home brewer founded it because he's all about trying to hit all those specs. You know, like when you're at the amateur level, you're trying to hit all your specs, and he's carried that over to the professional ranks, and he just runs it almost like a home brewery, but the beers are, I love them.
So when you say he, we're talking about Mo.
Yeah,
Mo is Mo. Like the nicest dude. If I had a sister, I'd set her up with him.
Well, he's married, so that might not work out, but, you know. So their Frulings Fest is, you know, these are lengthy celebrations, which I like. It's one of my favorite aspects of this and Oktoberfest and those German celebrations. But this goes from April 28th to May 11th. They have 13 German-style beers on tap. I like the fact that you don't have to, like, commit one day. If you miss it on the calendar, go the next day.
Yep. So, by the way, the brewery has a great big beer garden there, and they share the beer garden with Lost Cause Meadery and
Oddish Wine.
Oddish Wine, yes.
And they even have a pizza place, a pizza cassette, right?
And the pizza's legit. And there's a small stage there where they have bands, even a certain band from Chula Vista.
They also do trivia there, and Mo hosts it. So if you want to get all the Mo you can handle, you go to trivia, and he just rocks it.
All right, what are we doing for the second beer?
The second beer we've got is a Belgian double, and Deft is calling this Du Belgique. I like the clever name on this.
Yeah.
It's a Belgian-inspired Abbey double beer, so it's probably coming in around 6.3. I love the dark fruit flavors coming off of this, but also, like, before I even taste it, I'm getting that band-aid-y, that characteristic sort of phenolic, medicinal aroma coming off of this beer.
Yeah, and that might sound a little strange to people who are, like, really into Belgian beers, but once you get the taste for them, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Right? Once you make peace with that, it's so good.
But here's the thing. It's like, as I'm looking at it and I'm smelling it, the taste does not match what I'm looking at or the aroma I'm getting.
That's true. It has this residual sweetness, yeah, and this fruitiness that masks the ABV. It doesn't drink like 6.3, right?
It's not over the top. Everything's in check and in balance. It makes a very drinkable beer. You know you're not having a quad.
Right. Quads are up in like the 10 to 12% range. The doubles are down like 6 to 8. They're a little more drinkable.
So I'd assume this would be a great food beer.
Yeah, I would totally drink this with the pizzas that are made there, especially like the vegetarian pizza with all the vegetables and the olives.
Oh, yeah, the salty component against this. Forget about it.
All right, so they're celebrating Frulings Fest at Deft in Bay Park, and this is happening starting, next Monday, right?
Correct, all the way till May 11th.
Perfect timing, man. Frulings Fest. See, 2 weeks in a row we've talked about Frulings Fest, and I thought you were messing around with me at first, because I had prior to a couple of weeks ago, I'd never heard of this.
I like how they celebrate spring in Germany with beers. I like how they celebrate everything in Germany with beers.
Every day that ends in Y, it's great.
All right, let's recap the fine beers we've enjoyed today from Deft Brewing.
The first beer we had is called Bay Park Blonde. It's a Kolsch-style blonde ale coming in at 4.9% ABV, light, refreshing, and fruity. Second beer was called Du Belgique. It's a Belgian-style double coming in at 6.3% ABV.
Outstanding beers, gentlemen. As always, thanks for being here. And as we say,
support your local breweries.
Cheers. Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. 91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.